Janet Geddes is the owner of the Avid Bookshop in Athens, Georgia. She's the only full-time employee there. She says things have been going well since she started her business in 2011, but...
I certainly am not resting on my laurels, and I know that it's a lot of hard work, but I feel like every time we really feel really, really positive about how well things are going, there is that somber reminder once in a while that it's still an uphill battle for a lot of independent businesses.
Geddes says she sometimes worries about staying in the black. When surveying small companies across the country, the National Federation of Independent Business saw an increase in certain indicators. For example, the biggest jump was among businesses who expect the economy to improve.
A little better, but it's not time to pop the champagne.
Kyle Jackson, the Federation's state director, says many small businesses across the country are still dealing with big problems.
Our small business owners are reporting that sales are still off. You know, the other couple things that they're real worried about are future tax increases and regulations, and a lot of that's driven by, frankly, what's going on in Washington right now.
The NFIB says 4% of small businesses say this is a good time for expansion, which was the same as the previous survey taken in March. John Lawrence, WABE News.